Stuart Stevens is one of the Republican Party's most successful election campaign strategists. His career spans decades, and in his revealing new book, It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump, he admits the GOP has used race as an issue to divide Americans in order to win elections. And Stuart Stevens joins us now. Thank you so much for talking with us. The book is jarring. I have to say, you write about how the Republican Party over the last half century, its hypocrisy, what you call self-delusion, led it naturally to embrace Donald Trump and to embrace what had been its racism. Explain what you meant.
Well, I think there's been two strains in the party. Call it an Eisenhower strain going back to the 50s and a McCarthy strain. We think now William Buckley is this intellectual soul of the Republican Party at a certain point, but which he was. But we forget that, you know, he began as a racist. So there's always been this element. Since 1964, the Republican Party has failed to attract large numbers of African Americans. We used to acknowledge this as a failure and talk about how to try to change it. Now, we don't even hear any talk anymore of a big tent, and we seem to have settled into a very comfortable white grievance identity.
And you acknowledge you yourself were part of this. You said in your first race, you played the race card, so to speak. There's a lot of blame to go around here, isn't there?
Yeah, I think it's really important, at least it was for me when I wrote this book, not to blame others, but to try to accept responsibility for it. Myself, I mean, personal responsibility was one of the key elements that drew me to the Republican Party, and we've completely abandoned that, it seems. In my first race, there was an African-American independent and a white Republican and a white Democrat. I made ads that were sort of like voter ID ads, but they had the impact of informing African-Americans that there was an African-American in the race. If you go back and you read the Pat Buchanan and Kevin Phillips memo that was written for Nixon, which really outlined the Southern strategy, the acknowledgement that Republicans can't get African Americans, therefore the need is either to suppress them or to divert them from the Democratic Party, has been at the core of Republican electoral strategy.
And you write about how that and how what you describe as the hypocrisy around family values, and you do name names. You talk about Newt Gingrich, Jerry Falwell, some of the evangelical leaders, and how all this culminated in the easy acceptance of Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think that Donald Trump exposed these fault lines in the party and made it impossible for a lot of us to deny. The party clearly doesn't believe in what it said it believed in. I mean, I think that, you know, if you go back a few years ago, we would have said that there's a core set of beliefs, personal responsibility, character counts, strong on Russia, fiscal sanity, free trade, pro-legal immigration, all of these were bedrock principles. And now it's not that the party has drifted away from these. The party is actively against each of these principles.
And again, whether it's family values or again, race, your point is that it comes down to some pretty ugly truths about the party that you say is an entity that can't be fixed.
Yeah, you know, I really have given up hoping that there's going to be some line that Donald Trump could cross. Since I wrote this book, that has only been reaffirmed. Be it race, the same weekend in my home state of Mississippi finally took down the state flag, which is basically the Confederate battle flag. Donald Trump was defending the Confederate flag. He's out tweeting white power. He's tweeting about protecting the white suburbs. And for the most part, the Republican Party is just silent or goes along with it. I think that that's incredibly damning. And Trumpism is deeply embedded in the party. I mean, and I don't think there's any way that's going to be changed in at least probably for a generation.
And so what happens now? I mean, you and other Republicans who are dedicated to making sure Donald Trump is not reelected. You don't have a home in the party anymore. Where do you go?
You know, I think those of us who are working in these various projects to defeat Trump, who are Republicans, I think each of us is going to have to come to grips with that and see what the world looks like on November 4th. For myself, you know, Judy, I'm going to work with Democrats. I think that the future of America, the policy is going to be decided by decisions inside the Democratic Party. So take healthcare, for instance. In 20 years, is America going to be the only country that doesn't have national health insurance? No, we're not going to be that. So what that's going to be, it's not going to be decided in the Republican Party. It'll be decided in the Democratic Party, whether or not it's the AOC, Bernie Sanders wing, or more of a Biden wing. And I think that the Republican Party has made itself largely irrelevant in those discussions by just saying no. I'd like to be part of what's going to happen.
What's going to happen, though, Stu Stevens, to the Republicans who have continued to support President Trump? I mean, name Republican senators, Lindsey Graham, Mitch McConnell. You could go down the list.
Look, my feeling is that really Trump is George Wallace. And George Wallace actually did some good things as governor. He passed free textbooks. But nobody's remembered as the free textbook George Wallace guy. And I think Trump is going to be the same way. I'm astounded that there's not more self-awareness of how Trump will be remembered, not in the long-term future, but even in the near future, and why there hasn't been more opposition to him, and why there hasn't just been more selfish realization that if I don't stand up to Donald Trump, I'm going to go down as a Trump person. But it hasn't happened, and they're very comfortable with Trump, obviously, and that's how it's going to be remembered.
And what do you say, finally, Stu Stevens, to those Republicans who've worked with you over the many, many years and say he's a traitor to the cause? He's gone over to the other side. He's forgotten all the good things we did together.
My feelings about this is very contradictory because I really like the people I work for. They're good people. You know, if they saw you stopped on the side of the road with a flat tire, they'd help you. They'd make good neighbors. My feeling is that there's a collective failure here by the party. Most of us go through life, at least I know I certainly do, trying to avoid moral tests. But Donald Trump was a moral test that we couldn't avoid. The party couldn't. And we failed. I think it's particularly tragic in that this generation of American politicians are heirs to the greatest generation. And you know, people like my dad spent 3 years in South Pacific, 28 island landings. And courage isn't standing up to Donald Trump. Courage is getting out of the boat when the guy in front of you got shot. And that was their legacy. And I think that they betrayed that legacy by not standing up for the principles that they said that they were for.
Stuart Stevens, the book is It Was All a Lie, How the Republican Party Became Donald Trump. Thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Jim.